Betches Media presents At Betches, a podcast hosted by Betches co-founders Jordana Abraham, Sammy Sage, and me, Aileen Drexler. We talk about it all, from the latest celeb drama to the best movies to TV shows that we're so obsessed with right now. We share all of our thoughts, even the unpopular ones. Welcome to our pop culture group chat.
This is going to be just like senior year, except for funner.
Hello and welcome to the At Betches podcast. I'm Aileen.
I'm Sammy.
And I'm Jordana. And today all three of us are back now that Sammy has completed her big move. I mean, I want to get into Sammy's move and hearing all about the new house. But before that, we want to thank the reviewers. You know, I didn't think that anyone was going to heed our call to action. I really didn't. But you know me, I compulsively check the reviews. And we got so many nice, positive, great reviews that, you know, really boosted my self-esteem.
You must have had something to check all week.
Not even we got them. You guys left them for us. And we really, really appreciate it. Like, as a person who doesn't really, like, have the urge to leave a review when something is positive, it really made me realize, like, it makes such a difference. And like, I want to leave more positive reviews for other people.
Are you going to
I think so.
Are you going to take a survey at the end of every call? You know, when they're like, there's an optional survey. Stay on the line. Well,
I'll take the survey. If someone really, really, really helps me, I'll take the survey.
I agree. If something was like amazing, I'll say like thumbs up. Like, I'm happy.
But will you take the verbal survey?
It depends how long.
It depends on what it is, what my time is like. But if someone's helpful, like when I contacted the Better Business Bureau about Apple and they got back to me and then Apple solves my problem so fast, that I definitely left, you know, comments for the person who helped me because they were just amazing. So
the Better Business Bureau is like
the best thing in America.
It's great. It's like
the only good thing left.
I would definitely say that it is one of the it's a great thing that we have in this country. You can contact someone who can make sure a business is not doing you dirty.
Honestly, I think it is like the only functioning thing we can reach
functioning
for.
Bureaucratic yeah. thing. But
thank you,
reviewers.
Post office
thank
usually
you, listeners, reviewers.
What the, what'd you say?
Really appreciate it.
What'd you say?
Trina's on the post office.
I mean, the post office, things get lost in the mail all the time. I mean, it's
but think
reliable.
Of how many things are sent in the mail. Most things will get there. I'm pretty happy with the post office. If they're a year-end review, I would give them like generally positive score.
I think the post office is like notoriously slowing down. But regardless, post office, amazing. We would be fucked without the post office. I agree with you on that. I thought last week's your appeal for reviews was really funny. It made me want to leave a review.
Did you? Are you all of them?
No, I did not leave a review. But you know, maybe I could click the 5 stars. That, you know, that's a little, that's, what am I going to review? That's ridiculous. But you know, thank you for your reviews. We really appreciate it. And you guys did a great job. I was, you know, laughing away while I was unpacking the other day.
And if you guys like this podcast, and you know, this podcast is all about friendship and speaking to each other the way that you speak to your friends. You have a friend who you think would like this podcast. Send it to them. Tell a friend.
Post it on your IG story. Friend.
But Sammy, how was your move?
You know, it was seamless. Things are great. I really love being a suburban lady so far. I did some errands this morning in my car and I wasn't like, oh my God, I have to get back to my apartment and hide. So it was really, really good. You guys have both, you know, Aileen, you were my first guest.
I was there before you showed up.
Yeah, Aileen.
You got there first.
She did. And she taught me the joys of home organization, how to arrange a kitchen so that it's like usable.
I was giving her feedback on her stations.
She really, you know.
So you got a performance review already. For me.
No, it wasn't performance.
Aileen got an A plus.
Yeah, I get an A plus. Yeah.
Well, thanks. You know, I know we don't have 3-batch movers yet, but I use Clutter and they were great again. You know, they were the second year I used them. And also I have a code for everyone. So just want to let you know, that's like, you know, wanted to give it a shout out. The code is Betches. You can get $50 off your move or $100 off storage. And they were just like really great. They're nationwide. And until 3-batch movers exists, we're going to, you know, Clutter is my go-to.
Bet.
Yeah. This is your next best bet. Clutter is my go-to until we have our own
moving
company.
And if you need someone to organize your home, call Aileen.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Aileen cleans.
Aileen, I feel like you would be good inspector. Like restaurant.
Okay, when I picture inspecting, I think of Dwight. The way when he like comes to the party.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like David shaking Wallace's? The railings.
Yeah.
Yeah, David Wallace.
He's on the roof.
No, I would not be a good inspector because they actually do like spend considerable time on a roof. And like, I'm afraid of falling.
Like a restaurant inspector. Like you go like do the health grade.
Oh, like from the therapist? No, I don't like
from the patient,
do that.
You mean?
That's, yeah, the patient. Yeah. Yeah, that movie. No, I don't. I wouldn't enjoy that. I don't think.
I just think you'd be good at it. Maybe you wouldn't enjoy it, though.
Maybe.
You'd be meticulous. Or maybe she'd be a good appraiser. Like, she just has to walk around. Like, you don't actually have to, like, go on the roof. You just have to, like, look around and, like, knock on walls and stuff.
I would really enjoy organizing both of your homes. I think that's what I would do.
Come over, because I really just kind of, like, took things and put them out. But, no, Rusty's been giving Avi, like, a lot of, you know, construction-relevant points. Like, yesterday, all of a sudden, there was like this like very loud noise everywhere. And I was like, what the hell is that? There's like a guy here. And Avi's like, well, Rusty said the guy has to come like blow out the pipes or something. And so that is, so now we have a bunch of those types of, you know,
Rusty recommendations. To blow out the gutters, yeah. I think.
Maybe. I don't know. Not my job.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been to therapy for many years, and one of the skills I've learned is how to manage my time. It's not always obvious. Sometimes we're spending time with people that don't make us feel good and we don't even realize, or we're doing activities that aren't actually bringing ourselves any joy, but we're just doing them because we've always done them. So therapy can really help you untangle all of that. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/betches today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/betches. Ready to redefine your relationship with alcohol? Whether you're trying to cut back or just want to explore a non-alcoholic alternative, Athletic Brewing is a game changer. They offer a variety of different full-flavored brews with no alcohol, allowing you to sip and celebrate anytime and anywhere. Do you like hazy IPAs, sweet, fruity sours? Athletic Brewing has an assortment of non-alcoholic beers in almost any style you can think of. One thing I really like is a great Sunday brunch. And sometimes, you know, you kind of want to have a drink during it. But also it's Sunday and you kind of want to get your life together. That's the perfect occasion to have an Athletic Brew non-alcoholic beer. Athletic brews a variety of great-tasting, award-winning non-alcoholic beers, including IPAs, Goldens, Extra Dark Brews, Sours, Hazies, and more, many of which are only available online and for a limited time. They offer hassle-free delivery right to your door when you order at athleticbrewing.com. Athletic Brews Bevs you can drink anytime, anywhere, and still go right back to whatever you were doing. It's a great fit for parenting, playing sports, watching sports, doing chores, late nights, and early mornings, so you can imbibe without worry. And when you support Athletic, you support a company that cares. They're a certified B Corp and donate up to $2 million annually to protect and restore outdoor spaces around the globe through the Two for the Trails program. Try Athletic Brewing non-alcoholic beers for yourself. Use code BETCHES to get 15% off your first order at athleticbrewing.com. That's BETCHES. At checkout for 15% off your first order. Near beer. Exclusions and conditions apply. Athletic Brewing Company. Fit for all times.
Should we talk about some pop culture? Anything else going on?
Can we quickly talk about TV? Or do you want to talk about pop culture?
Yeah, what?
What TV do you want to talk about?
You guys watch The Watcher?
No. But I'm going to this week.
Was it good? Should I download it?
It's like, it's bad, so it's good kind of thing. No. It's like very entertaining, but it's like absurd. It's kind of, I don't know if I'm using this word right, but I feel like it's kind of campy.
Based on what I've heard about it, it seems like you might be using the word right. Like based on the things I've read about it.
It's sort of like dark, but funny in like a way that's sort of parodying itself a little bit.
Okay. Now you make me want to watch it more because I was envisioning something like straight scary and not.
It's actually like not scary at all, I don't think.
Okay. Okay, good. I don't like scary shit. Is there anything gross in it?
No. There's nothing gross in it. It's just like, it's like absurd.
After moving into a house, is this the time to be watching something like that for me?
Not unless you think you're going to get like letters from someone watching your house that's not Rusty and Aileen.
Oh, and Aileen. That would be such a good Halloween joke.
No, because I would never do that to you because I wouldn't want anyone to do that to me.
No, I would never do that to you.
I would
but
do
like,
it
I feel
you,
like Jordana could handle it. Jordana could handle it. You know, if anyone could handle it,
yeah, Jordana
it
would be love Jordana. It.
She'd be like, I feel like you would only be like 20% scared.
You would just like want to talk about it with everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would tell everyone.
The drama. It's like neighborhood drama.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
So we'll send them to you.
But if I get it, I'm going to know who it is now.
That's true.
Anyway, watch the show and then we can discuss it next week. It's like not that long and we watched it in like 2 days. So it's like, it's a good bingeable show.
Okay, great.
The next show that I want to watch is, it's called like Shantaran. You know, on Apple TV?
I don't. What's that about?
With Charlie Hunnam? No one? No one? Okay.
No one.
What is it? We're zero for three. We're yes. zero for two what is right it? Now. What is it? It's based on this book. Charlie Hunnam is in it. He's from Sons of Anarchy. He's dashing.
What's the plot?
Is he the main guy in Sons of Anarchy? The
blonde guy? Yeah, he's the main blonde guy from Sons of Anarchy. He's attractive, objectively. I don't know the plot.
Okay.
We're in this TV conversation.
It's like
this
a
week.
Thriller. Yeah. It's a thriller.
Okay,
it's a drama.
So we know the genre.
It's based on a book that's supposed to be good. So I really want to watch it.
Okay. You can let us know next week.
Or I'll try to watch it for next week. I'm
Let's
running out of
Let's try zero
shows.
For three. Let's do zero for
I'm
three.
I'm watching Dahmer, though.
Oh, I didn't want to watch that. I was too scared.
Yeah, not my vibe.
It's okay, not that zero scary.
For three. Zero for four.
Evan Peters is really good.
Yeah, that's what I keep hearing about it. What's another show that none of us are watching, but only one of us? I've been watching Game of Thrones again. I'm finally on the last season. It really is as bad as I remember it to be. It was just so cheesy. Like, I'm just so upset by it. It really just making me upset again, but it's fine. I'm over it.
I think you'll be over it pretty quickly.
I agree.
I mean, we're all watching Real Housewives, right?
Yes.
Of course, watching Real Housewives, definitely.
The only thing I'm behind on is Salt Lake City. The only thing I'm caught up on is Beverly Hills, like with the reunion.
Let's all try to get on the same page for TV for next week and we'll do a deep dive.
Game of Thrones have just taken over my life.
The other day I resorted to watching Succession as a rerun. So Aileen and I could talk about that again.
Oh my God.
I just like
nothing,
turned on any
nothing
episode.
Would bring me more joy.
Yes, let's talk about Succession in the off season too.
It's nice. It's nice background. It's nice background comfort.
So, oh my God. The best.
Yeah. We don't need to analyze it though. Should we talk about Olivia Wilde salad dressing? I feel like that's what the people are really here for.
I've just seen it all over. There's so many stories that are just kind of like flooding the feed.
At this point, I almost feel like they're being planted by the people because they're just so absurd. Then I'm like, someone is really invested in keeping this conversation going.
This nanny thing, though, doesn't give anyone good. I guess it maybe makes, it makes Olivia look bad. It makes Jason look bad. It really makes no one look good. Except even the nanny looks like terrible for even doing this. Like, it just all looks like shit because there's a few things that came out about it. One, the timeline of Harry and... like Harry and Olivia's relationship has been brought into question. They were still essentially together, she and Jason, when she was seeing Harry. And this is like this blow up fight that the nanny was detailing it, right? Same. You look like you're nodding in agreement.
I'm getting the details right.
The reviewers can get their phones away from the keyboard.
Doesn't the nanny have an NDA?
I'm not sure if she did, but regardless, she broke it. She gave an interview to the Daily Mail. She didn't like say her name or anything. But it's the nanny. They know who it is. And she worked for them for 3 years. And she basically told the Daily Mail a lot of tea, so to speak, including just basically like about the way that they split. And it was an overlapping timeline, which like anyone who was like paying attention, like clearly it was an overlapping timeline. So basically what happened is the nanny said that Jason Sudeikis discovered the affair because there were emails between Olivia and Harry on her old Apple Watch. So that's how it first came out.
I just don't see Harry emailing. Just don't see it.
That's where, okay, anyway.
I just don't see him like corresponding with a lover via email. I don't know. I just don't see
Maybe it's like his phone. It started through work. So it kind of might make sense that like.
Maybe, I guess.
I don't know.
Emailing so anyway.
There's a lot of other details. One of them being that Jason Sudeikis like freaking out when she was like leaving or whatever. So he texted the nanny and she showed the texts where Jason Sudeikis is like, she just left. She left the kids. She left her and she took her salad and her special salad dressing and she left. And apparently like this salad dressing was like special salad dressing that she like only made for like him and the kids or whatever. And she did that. He apparently tried to like lay in front of her car to get her to not leave.
The funny part is really about the salad dressing. It's just like he like loved this special salad dressing. And then like everyone was trying to like figure out like what, like obviously the internet went like hard on the, like what's salad, the salad dressing like point because it was just so absurd. And then like a lot of people speculated different things. And then Olivia Wilde posted like the screenshot. It's from like a Nora Ephron book. Like it's a divorce novel.
It would be.
It's called Heartburn.
She posted the dressing recipe?
Yeah. She posted the like the screenshot from the book.
But she makes her own dressing based on this.
Why would she post the screenshot from the book?
Because everyone was talking about it. Because after the nanny posted these texts about the salad dressing where Jason Sudeikis is like, she just left with the salad dressing. Everyone's like, what the fuck is in the salad dressing? Because that was like just the thing everyone grabbed onto.
So why would she post the
You didn't see the salad dressing
ingredients though?
She didn't post the, she just posted it. Because everyone was like, drop the dressing. What is the dressing? And she like, I think she just posted it. But there's a screenshot and here it is. I'm just going to give everyone the information because everybody was been asking for it. It's a vinaigrette. You mix 2 tablespoons of Grey Poupon mustard with 2 tablespoons good red wine vinegar, then whisking constantly with a fork. I feel like I'm Julia Childs. Slowly add 6 tablespoons olive oil until the vinaigrette is thick and creamy. This makes a very strong vinaigrette that's perfect for salad greens like arugula and watercress and endive. That is, it's really basic.
Sounds great. I mean, that is a delicious dressing mix, but.
A little weird that she's like, sort of like, I don't know.
Playing into it.
Yeah. I think that's weird a little bit. I would think that's a little icky. I don't know. It sounds like a really like kind of traumatic story a little bit, minus the salad dressing.
They said it's not a real story.
In the aftermath, they both denied it. Jason and Olivia both denied this, even though she showed texts from him about this. Also, another tidbit that she dropped was that Harry Styles' songs were banned from the home after Olivia left, which like obviously
that's fair.
That makes
sense.
I mean,
that's fair.
But no, I agree. I thought that was the most like sensible thing in the whole thing.
Do you guys
really
want
to try this dressing?
I believe it. You think this woman like made up this fantastical tale and then
I think she's exaggerating.
Fabricated texts?
I think it's an exaggeration.
I believe it. I don't think, and I think it's all, I believe it. None of it sounds like that crazy.
It makes
to
you
be,
feel bad for Jason Sudeikis, TBH.
This sounds like a very realistic way it would play out.
It does make more sense that he would be so mad at her that he's serving her papers in the middle of a conference if it was the case that she was cheating on him with Harry Styles or something. That would explain a little bit more of like perhaps his behavior towards her, which seems unnecessarily rude with no context.
Well, another reason it rings true is because they literally did this technique already where like the reality comes out, like they do some, he messily serves her at the Comic-Con thing. And was that what it was? Right.
CinemaCon.
He messily serves her and then he denies it and is like, I didn't know it was going to be in front of like the whole press. And like, we're amicable. They both also established that they would mutually essentially lie about the way that they broke up and the timeline. And now they're doing it again. Like this story comes out, it's super messy. There's receipts. And then they're both like this, they both agree this isn't true because it doesn't look good for us. So like they keep handling everything the same way also. And like, it just seems absurd enough to be like the real way a spousal fight would go down over this.
It upsets me.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's weird that she's like playing it. Clearly, there's.
I agree. It's weird. She's
a recipe
to it.
There's a recipe. Clearly, so part of the story has to be true. It's not like, oh, I don't even know what you're talking about. I don't even make a salad dressing. Like clearly, there's an element elements of truth to the story. And yeah, it seems very.
It just like doesn't look
bizarre.
Jason Sudeikis looks like he's very intense, and right, lying in front of
Does
a car.
He?
Yes, wouldn't you lay in front
I
of
mean,
a car?
Yes, but like this doesn't sound like as bad as Brad Pitt's. Well, you know, this doesn't sound as bad as the Brad and Angie fight.
I mean, you can't compare those.
No, I mean you can. Like they're both like very private spousal fights.
I didn't say that he's abusing her. I just said he's intense.
Yeah, I mean, like, I just think like they're both very like private spousal fights, and like, right. Who knows what one will feel in the or do in the moment that like they find out they're
no. I totally agree about that, but I'm just saying it just doesn't make anyone look good. Like no one.
No,
the
it
nanny
doesn't.
Is exploiting this like very private moment.
But the
like,
nanny's name is still anonymous, and she probably got paid a fuck ton of money.
That doesn't make her look good,
right? But like, you don't know who she
that's
is.
Fucked up.
But we
don't
know who
care.
She is.
For her own, like, you know, dignity. Like, it doesn't make her, like, look good. It makes
Maybe
you question.
Maybe they paid her enough money that she doesn't want any dignity anymore.
Well, that's where dignity leaves the story. Well, it's exactly how dignity gets traded. With enough right. money.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, it doesn't make the nanny look good, but, like, okay, the nanny's going to fade, and all we're going to remember is that Jason Sudeikis laid in front of a car over a salad dressing, and, like,
And
you
I
know,
just think that, like, if Olivia Wilde was in fact cheating on him, to play into this thing with the dressing is like especially fucked up.
I actually think because it's true, it makes her behavior more icky, and it
That's
like
I'm
both
saying.
Proves
like,
that it's yeah, it most proves that it's true, and then makes her seem bitchier,
like a little callous. I would say.
Yeah, callous.
If that is the case that you're cheating on your husband, that's like a little bit of a messed up thing.
Like, are she and Harry about. Laughing about this?
Maybe.
They were seen together in Bedford, I think, and like having dinner.
That's where Blake and Ryan live.
It's like a private. So does, I think, Martha Stewart.
Does she? Damn, I should have moved there.
Do you think they resolved their issue with like the fact that he wasn't looking at her at all during the press conference and it was like awkward and weird? They must have resolved that. No one ever really discussed like what the aftermath of that would be.
It must have been like resolved enough that they're willing to continue to be seen together.
I guess. I don't know.
It really is so fucked up that she posted the dressing. Unless they're really, really going
in. Thought about it.
Well, because I was like kind of like thinking about the context of like the dressing and like why he's so mad, because she was like making it at home for Harry and like then took it that batch with her to take to Harry and like in their kitchen that in this dressing that Jason loves. And it's just like seems if that's true, but like if it wasn't true, I would understand why it would kind of be funny to post the dressing. Do you know what I mean?
Like, if but there's clearly a dressing, so it has to be somewhat true. There has to be some element of this that's true.
Or she just posted a dressing because it's from like a book called A Divorce. It's a divorce-esque romantic book. So
she
maybe
had that
it's
book
just,
on hand though. Well, like with the dressing page memorized, this is probably the dressing. It's a very basic dressing. It's like
just
sounds delicious. Sounds like delicious vinaigrette. She probably had that. And it's ironic that it's from that book. And like, I think it shows that she's a little bit unfeeling. Like you said, Jordana Callis, like it's unfeeling of her to do that because like she sees it as this like funny meme. And it's her like boyfriend's partner of several years, you know, who she's hurting.
That said, though,
together.
You don't actually know what the relationship between them is like in terms of like what Jason is actually like in
right.
that relationship. All we see is like kind of the public, and like the public tends to side with the men. Like women get like the label of crazy, and so I do think that there isn't. Element.
I don't know. If I heard this story about Jason Sudeikis making a special dressing and then taking it to his girlfriend's house that he was cheating on Olivia Wilde with, I think I would be more upset with him. I would think he was worse.
But we're only hearing this side. You know what I mean? Like, this is all the Aunt Nanny saw. Like, she didn't give any details about anything else that happened in the relationship. We just hear this, like, this one tiny vignette of a, like, of the relationship. Do you know what I mean? So it's, I don't know. I feel I don't like that it came from the nanny who made money off of it. Like that to me, it makes her unreliable. So therefore, I don't know if I'm like quick to say this is true.
I would say it's unreliable if she didn't literally show a text message exchange, like, all, about this.
Yeah, but all the text said was, she's gone. She took the dressing.
Okay, well, like, this she is, just this left is such
them.
An absurd
She story. Just left them, took her salad and dressing and left them.
The kids.
Yeah.
I believe no that this home? Is real.
No, the nanny was clearly home, no? Or he was home. Yeah. No, he's home. He was in front of the car.
Yeah. Well, honestly, like, here's the thing. Like, they're together. Like, two people in a relationship, you know, it seems like they both have a little bit of, you know, they're very intense people. And maybe they aren't as nice as their public personas each appear. And they both have seemed to have done some, like, pretty bad shit to each other. Yeah.
Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There's no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. So it's no big deal if you lose a button, spill something, or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles, but right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code BETCHES20. Just go to NUULY.com, that's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code BETCHES20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with two U's, and use code BETCHES20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Well, speaking of other celebrities that are not looking great publicly, let's talk about James Corden.
Oh, yeah.
It was a very random story this week.
It was so random that it was just like, it just made me laugh, but not like, it made me laugh because of like reading the actual details of like the restaurateur of
Aileen,
Balthazar.
I think you should recap.
Okay. New York City restaurant Balthazar, Keith McNally posted on Instagram on Monday calling out James Corden for being a bad customer and that he's banned from the restaurant. And apparently the celebrities love Balthazar. It's like a New York City kind of staple restaurant. But this is what he posted. He said, James Corden is a hugely gifted comedian, but a tiny cretin of a man. And the most abusive customer to my Balthazar servers since the restaurant opened 25 years ago.
Wow, so like 25 years.
Yeah, it's like an establishment of New York City dining, I would say. Not like per se, just kidding. So he posted and like what he's like, I don't often 86 a customer, but today I 86'd Corden. It did not make me laugh. Here are two examples of the funny man's treatment of my staff. And so he details two things. One was that Corden was really nasty to his manager. And like demanded another round of drinks this second because there was like a hair in the food. And then he said, and he said, also take care of all our drinks so far. This way it's like sort of the English is like, off, but he said this way I won't write any nasty reviews on Yelp or anything like that. And then the second manager's report said that, and this is the one that I found extra crazy. James Corden was at Balthazar with his wife on October 9th for brunch. He asked for a table outside. Brunch maitre d', Allie, took the party to the table. She gives a lot of details. Mr. Corden's wife ordered an egg yolk omelet, which I find interesting. Like, I've never heard of that. Or is that like a French thing? But like, they're not French.
I've never heard of it. Maybe they just like it.
Like Mr. Corden's wife ordered an egg yolk omelet with the Gruyere cheese and salad. The details are great. A few minutes later, after they received the food, James called their server, MK, and told her there was a little bit of egg white mixed with the egg yolk. MK informed,
how would you even notice that?
MK informed the floor. Like, the part that's funny to me is, like, the, like, how seriously this type of request is taken. Like, you know what I mean? MK informed the floor manager, G. The kitchen remade the dish, but unfortunately sent it with some home fries instead of salad.
That sounds like a great substitute.
That's when James Corden began yelling like crazy to the server. You can't do your job. You can't do your job. Maybe I should go to the... This part I don't find funny because, like, clearly you can... Like, this is just like a man who just thinks that he can treat anyone like shit. But, you can't do your job. You can't do your job. Maybe I should go to the kitchen and cook the omelet myself. MK was very apologetic and brought G over to the table. He returned the dish, and after that, everything was fine. He gave them promo champagne glasses to smooth things out. G said the Corden was pleasant to him, but nasty to the server. MK was very shaken, but professional that she is, continued to finish her shift. So then he was banned, and then apparently he came, the restaurant, Keith McNally posted that he's actually allowed back in because James Corden called him and profusely apologized. So it's just, you could picture it, right?
Right. All seems true. I feel like the specificity of the complaints is partly because it seems like it was almost like an HR type of record that he was
wrote
like
it.
Copying
they wrote
and pasting.
It in their,
right.
Yeah, they wrote right. It in the system.
Right. That's what I mean. Yeah. It's so random. Like, was this like a publicity stunt for Balthazar? Because he like does this, and then a day later he says like it's okay, and he says like I fucked up too.
This is so embarrassing.
Right, it's so embarrassing. And then it's like Keith McNally has also had some like kind of sketchy moments with accusations of things, and like he says I've also fucked up, so I'll forgive James Corden. It's like, is James Corden the only celebrity who has acted like this in your restaurant in the 20 years it's been an establishment? Like, I find that hard to believe.
I think something else must have happened.
Maybe he's also, again, like maybe he's the only one who consistently gets into altercations with the waitstaff.
Maybe.
That would make, I could see, like, obviously other people have had altercations with managers or servers, but maybe he's the only celebrity who it continuously happens to, and he won't stop coming, clearly.
Right, maybe he's just obsessed with this restaurant and just will not stop coming.
On People, the headline is, restaurateur Keith McNally said he is, quote, feeling strange following the events of the past 2 days when he banned. He feels strange about the James Corden thing. On the one hand, he was definitely abusive to my staff. On the other hand, I feel really sorry for him now. Then he continued, like most cowards, I want it both ways, before concluding, fuck it, I'm going to get drunk. This is all just very, very bizarre.
Good PR for Balthazar.
Yeah.
You know what also is good PR? The salad dressing is great PR for Grey Poupon. Like, who isn't gonna
and
go
good
buy some
red wine vinegar
right now? By the name of the thing, whatever the brand.
But you know, red wine vinegar is an ingredient. Can trend
tiny
now.
Cretin of a man, James Corden.
Is he there like short?
Go. I don't know.
I don't
Maybe
know if
like,
he's short.
Emotionally short.
That's tiny. That's weird.
James, I just googled James Cretin.
Well, that worked.
His height is 5'8". Okay, so he's
okay.
Not like
that's not
tall.
Tiny. I wouldn't call that tiny.
I think he's calling him call tiny.
It,
like
I would call
his...
it very average to low for men, and I say that with a husband who's 5'8". So
fine, but I wouldn't call it tiny.
He's it's not tiny, but I think it's more like he's trying to insult him by like this average. He's like trying to minimize that he's like
right
even average.
Fair.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Jordana, how did you feel when you saw these photos of Hailey and Selena earlier this week?
You know, even as someone who's very into the Selena Justin drama and thing, I think it's a little played out. I think Hailey Bieber is like her only thing, her only conversation talking point. And I find it to be a little like I think that she's sort of playing into this a lot more because it's the only thing she has to talk about. And I find it to be like a little annoying.
I disagree totally. It's not the only thing she has to talk about. What else she has to talk about? It. She has a new skincare. She went
on this interview. She knew the questions on this interview.
No, they don't know.
Yes, they give you the questions. If you are getting Hailey Bieber on your podcast, they are giving you the questions to discuss.
You don't know that.
That's the only thing that anyone took away from the interview.
You don't know if that's 100% true.
I would be 95% sure that that is the case.
Well, either way.
With the Call Her Daddy one, I would say yes.
I don't think that that's a fair thing, that she's playing into it, or that like this is what, because she didn't say anything like dramatic around Selena.
Even talking about it, I think is playing into it. Like, what other headlines have you seen around Hailey Bieber in the past 5 years?
Road.
Besides marrying Justin.
Marrying Justin, being a model. Those are the things that are going on. Her
YouTube channel. That's not an interesting headline.
She wears nice t-shirts. Her fashion. Everyone likes her sunglasses.
Her influencing, her lifestyle.
Her glazed donut nails.
I think it was a good thing, though, that they posted that. Like, it just shut everyone up because, like, everyone wanted to.
No, it didn't. It was all anyone was talking about.
No, but it shut everybody up saying that, like, speculating drama that they hate each other. And in fact,
I still think they could definitely hate each other and take that picture. I think they that makes me think they hate each other more.
Why more?
Because I don't think it's more. It's almost like none of them look like that. Didn't look like a genuine friendship picture. It's like, oh, like let's show them that we don't
care.
How do you discern what's genuine or not from a photo? Like they were just taking a photo. This is the first photo they took together, I think, and posted it. And both of them were like embracing, like one had her hand on the other one's leg. Like it wasn't like, and like there was like a big gap between them. It looked pretty, you know, when you take a photo with someone, you're like, get close so you look like you actually like each other. Like when people say that, like it looked more intimate than that. And I liked that this happened because again, like we said in that last episode, Sammy, when we talked about the interview, it's like, everyone loves to pit them against each other when you don't, it's fucking annoying. It's not good for Selena when they do that, you know?
And I don't think that they're genuine friends. Like, no, I definitely obviously don't not. Think that, but it's like, is there like negativity? I believe that there could be a very small, like a simmered down amount of negativity for real. Like Selena has here's the thing. Hailey Bieber is just sort of like a very, it's a celebrity who is basically an influencer, but that is what she is. She's a very high level.
That's all she does. Yeah.
High class influencer. Selena Gomez is like a serious. She is a high class.
Yeah,
influencer.
She's like a. She's
no,
a very
to say high class.
By nature of her famous parents and her marriage to Justin Bieber, she is bigger than your average influencer. But that's the only reason.
Influencer
because
is
like
funny
you would normally say like high class escort.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. She's a high class influencer. Selena is like a real celebrity talent. She's not only a pop star, like she's now in a show with Steve Martin and Martin Short. Like those are legendary comedians. Like she is, I think she has Rare Beauty. It's very successful. Like I think Selena has like a very, very strong career that is beyond just pop songs at this point. And she has like legs with her career.
Even if it was just pop songs, she's very, very famous for those pop songs.
She also had the most amount of Instagram followers once of all people.
Yeah. I think it's insulting to even compare the two. Selena Gomez is so much more successful To even put them in the same league is like sort of insulting to Selena Gomez, who is like so much more talented and has a whole career and built herself from absolutely nothing, to Hailey Bieber, who again is just like using this drama to elevate her fame because she's married to Justin Bieber and Selena used to date him. Like, the whole thing is so stupid to me.
High class influencer.
Oh, def. It's def stupid. Everything we've been talking about is stupid.
I didn't realize you were here to not talk about stupid things.
I think it's just more like insightful things. You're saying like pitting women against each other. It's like they shouldn't even be like compared.
The reason why they're compared is because both have like intense fans and they attack each other.
I don't think Hailey has as intense fans as
She does.
You think they're so pro Hailey?
Oh yeah.
Maybe not as people intense as Jelena, not as Justin. Oh, not as intense Selena as Selena's fans.
No, not as intense as them, but white women love Hailey Bieber. She is like the,
I don't get the appeal.
Well, think about it from like the mass perspective, not like Jordana perspective. Think about it like she's McDonald's, you know?
I guess. She's like attractive.
She's like Revolve.
Okay. She's the human embodiment of Revolve.
I'll give her a little bit more like fashion credit.
No, she's the human. Why? What fashion credit does she deserve?
I don't know. She's more chic.
She doesn't deserve any fashion credit.
She's more chic in her like fashion.
She has a stylist.
Well, so. do most like celebrities.
Yeah, but I'm saying what's the appeal?
People love her for. They love her for her style, and she's not probably
what's
even coming
appeal?
Up with the
she's
style.
Blonde,
her appeal
white,
is that everything
thin.
Looks good on her.
But so many people are. That's what I don't get. Like,
she
so
has a particular look.
She's
a particular
like ballerina look.
She is very poised, and honestly, based on Call Her Daddy, I thought she seemed very nice and pleasant. Right, we talked about this. I think she seems like breezy and pleasant.
Breezy. Yeah, that was the
easy,
word.
Breezy, beautiful.
She was girl. Breezy. She's breezy, she like is. Monica Geller.
She's likable. She has appeal.
Be breezy. But anyway, I'm glad this picture was posted because I just felt like it did shut people up, even though people were talking about the photo. It shut people up about like this like hatred that people speculate is going on between them. So,
well, I hope Hailey gets a new like narrative line. Who narrative in life than this
Hailey
Selena
or
thing,
Selena?
Selena has so many narratives. She's all about mental health. She has like a whole like documentary, like movie thing coming out. She's
Selena
an actress.
And Chef.
There's a lot of things to talk about.
Yeah, she has also
Selena
a show.
That have nothing to do with Justin Bieber or nothing to do with Hailey Bieber. I think there's very little else that anyone would listen to an interview with Hailey Bieber for than this topic, which again, from the headlines coming out of the Call Her Daddy interview, that's pretty much all you heard.
Right.
You heard she likes it doggy style.
I hope
style.
She gets a new thing to talk about.
That too. Okay, who are we sending to the Cayman Islands today, guys? Is it the nanny? Yeah, I was going to say, is it the nanny or James Corden?
Oh, maybe James Corden.
I think it's James Corden. He deserves to have to be in a service industry for a minute.
This seems like the exact kind of thing that James Corden needs. And I bet you he'll come back and he'll be a lot more pleasant to the waitstaff at any restaurant that he goes to.
Yeah.
Agreed.
He needs a humbled experience.
Okay. That was easy. All right. That is it for this week's App Betches podcast. You can follow us. I'm at Sammy.
I'm at Jordana Abraham.
And I'm at Aileen. And for those who want to leave us another positive review, who understand this show, we would really, really appreciate it. And we'll keep calling out how much we appreciate it. If you guys keep them coming, we love our listeners. We love you guys. So thank you so much. So leave us a 5-star review and tell us what you like about this show. Until next week on the At Betches podcast. At Betches is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Picot, Rebecca Sosmakat, and Aliza Zim. Editing by Basilio Perez. Be sure to follow At Betches on Instagram and send us your emails to podcast@betches.com.
Betches.